Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Chris Dush of the 66th Legislative District in Jefferson and Indiana Counties. Representative Dush, welcome to this report to your constituents. Busy time in Harrisburg. The House Majority Policy Committee met this week to discuss an important issue for anyone involved in medical care in Pennsylvania, and that has to do with venue shopping, which sounds like a legal issue, but in reality, it really affects medical care. And I understand that this is based on a possible change in rules that the Supreme Court may be pushing forward. What's going on here, and how could this really damage health care in Pennsylvania?
Well, specifically, if those of us who remember losing our doctors back at the end of the 1990s and the early 2000s because of the rising malpractice premium increases, it had to do with the fact that attorneys were seeking out people who had possibly had some medical malpractice, and even some of the specious cases, they would bring them down to Philadelphia and get some huge rewards for them. I lost my own physician. The House started making a move to change the rules back in 2002. The MCARE Act was passed, and as a result, the Supreme Court saw what was coming with tort reform and decided, you know what, we'll change the rules, say that you have to hear the case in the county in which the action took place. Well, the average number of medical malpractice cases filed statewide since the high of 2,904 in 2002 is now at 1,599. Now, those annual filings have remained fairly consistent since 2009. In other words, the total number of filings has decreased since MCARE's implementation. It has remained relatively stable over the last decade, which means our doctors are starting to come back. We had some compelling testimony about how doctors who were getting ready to retire couldn't sell their practices because young physicians were not willing to practice in Pennsylvania. They moved out of the state. OBGYNs, it was almost impossible in early 2000s to find an OBGYN in the Commonwealth. So we don't want to go back to those bad old days. I have to ask why the Supreme Court is even considering this, other than the fact that we've got trial lawyers down in Philadelphia that helped contribute to campaigns. It makes me wonder where and why this is all of a sudden coming from this new court.
And if folks want to get involved in helping to solve this venue shopping issue and prevent it from becoming a problem in Pennsylvania again, how can they participate?
Well, I encourage doctors, nursing home operators, and providers, as well as the general public that can remember what we went through back in the early 2000s, late 90s, to go to www.pagoppolicy.com. And there's a link there to the Pennsylvania Medical Society that goes to the Court's Rules Committee. Make your voices heard, because we do not need to go back to those bad old days where we don't have medical providers in our rural communities.
Other issues under discussion in Harrisburg have to do with the state budget. The governor, of course, introduced his budget more than a week ago, and the Appropriations Committee in the House has been holding hearings on this. And some interesting information came to light from the testimony of the Department of Environmental Protection Secretary, and it has to do with finding revenue by using pools of money that already exist within state government, something that you've been an advocate of for some time. What's going on here?
Well, if you remember 2 years ago, the Common Sense Caucus uncovered well over 100 funds that were hidden from the General Assembly. They were savings accounts that were part of the conservation and transportation funds, but by and large, the legislature was not aware of them, neither were the general public. We did some extensive investigation, found those funds, and when we proposed 2 years ago using some of that money to help balance the budget, there was a lot of kicking and screaming on the part of the administration, especially both the secretaries of DEP and DCNR. They were saying, oh, that money is committed, whatever. Well, today, we got them backed into a corner. We had them admit that they're supporting the move on the governor's part, even though I'm getting letters from people who take money from those funds and use money from those funds, that the governor's drawing them down even further than what we had proposed. There's still no transparency there for us to see what level that will end up being. However, the fact that he's drawing down more than we were shows that that money has been there. They were very uncomfortable facing their own comments from 2 years ago, and I'm happy to see that we're actually going to start bringing these funds into the light and allowing people to see them and giving the legislature some authority over where that money is going.
Representative Dush, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Chris Dush.